My friends, I do not come before you this evening in order to indulge in any oratorical proclivities or to throw away $20 gold pieces, but I come before you to speak to you upon the burning questions of the day. Now there's woman's rights. I claim that woman has rights enough. She doesn't want any more rights. Why, for instance, can't a woman take her poor little loving, confiding husband, wipe the floor up with him, fire him out of the back window, into the ash barrel in the alley, and then after all that go down to the station house and have him arrested for desertion? Oh, six-tempered Tyrannus Clutius Junius, erysipelas animosity. But girls, I will now speak upon the most interesting topic, a topic that poets have raved about, singers have sung about, and without it, my dear friend, life would be nothing but a barren existence. What is it? It is love. Oh, there's the subject I perfectly revel in. Love. Young man, let me ask you, did you ever have the one you thought the sweetest, dearest on this earth? Have your arm around her waist, gazing into her limpid blue eyes, and she looking up at you? Oh, you son of a gun. She looks up to you with a kind of a trustful, dime novel expression on her face, and she says, Willie, oh, Willie, do you love me? And then she puckers up her lips so invitingly like, well, Willie knows his business. And then she looks up again and she says, Willie, I love you so well that with you, dear, I could live on bread and water. And Willie looks down with tears in his eyes and says, all right, my little darling, you get to bed. I'll hustle around and get the water.